So if someone had helped you with a difficult task or guided you through unfamiliar territory or stood with you in a time of grief or made sure you never lacked anything or rescued you from a terrible situation, how would you honor that person? What would you do to honor that person? Well, Jesus has done all this and much more for each one of us. So the question is, how do we honor him? How do we honor him? We read in John chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, and we're going to look at that and see how Jesus is honored there. So if we back up just a little bit, though, in John chapter 11, the account of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead is there. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. I was going to say 4 years, but 4 days. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus comes along. He's Lazarus' friend, and he raises him from the dead. And you'd think everybody would be excited, but that's not so. The Pharisees and the chief priests were not very excited at all. They weren't really pleased that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, because what had happened was the people around Jerusalem took note. And this, you know, when you raise somebody from the dead, you sort of have a bit of authority, right? If I raise somebody from the dead, you might go, oh, he's got something special. Well, they took note, and the Pharisees and the chief priests, they didn't like that, because people were turning to Christianity. People were turning to follow Jesus. Listen to John chapter 11, verse 57. But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone found out where Jesus was, they should report it so they might arrest him. See, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they were plotting to kill Jesus. So they wanted to arrest him, and then they had a plan. So they needed to know where Jesus was. So Jesus is supposed to be going to Jerusalem for the Passover, but he knows the plans of the Pharisees and the chief priests. So Jesus doesn't go to Jerusalem. He goes to a place a little out of the way called Bethany, about 3 kilometers away from Jerusalem. John chapter 12, verse 1 sets the stage. We read, 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. It hasn't been a long time since Lazarus has been raised from the dead. I'm not sure how much time has passed, but not all that much time. Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha, were good friends of Jesus. And they lived in Bethany. And so Jesus walks the 3 kilometers instead of going to Jerusalem, walks out to the east side of the Mount of Olives. Jesus takes his disciples with him, and they arrive at the home of Lazarus. Now listen to what we can learn about honoring Jesus from the following verses. Jesus arrives in Bethany at the home of Lazarus, and we read in verse 2 of chapter 12, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Jesus had chosen to visit Lazarus. This was a place Jesus obviously felt welcome. This was a home where his friends were. This was a place where he could relax, where he could be comforted, where he could rest. He was honored with friendship and comfort and a meal. Jesus was the honored guest in their home. The question to us is, how honored and welcome will Jesus be in our home? I mean, there are many Christian homes where I don't know Jesus would be that all that comfortable today. I mean, things that are watched on television, words that are used, attitudes that are displayed, things that are said, all would be offensive to Jesus and would grieve the Spirit. Jesus would feel more like an outsider than an honored guest in some homes. As followers of Jesus, we should strive to have a home where Jesus is always honored as the unseen guest, because he is the unseen guest. He is in our homes at all times. We should strive to live the kind of lives in our private homes as we would in public. Honoring Jesus in our homes means making him Lord and Master of our home. It means that if Jesus were to come to our house today, he would feel right at home, just as he did at Lazarus' house. He would feel comforted. It means he would not have to spend, well, I would not have to spend hours getting rid of things and hiding things that we would be ashamed of him to see. It means that there is no room, no closet, no drawer, no cupboard into which he could not look. We wouldn't go, oh, hold it, don't go in there, Jesus, please. It means that he could wander through our home. He would have free rein to go wherever he wanted, because we would have nothing to hide. Honoring Jesus in our home means that we would treat our partners with love and respect in our homes and in public. That as Jesus walked in our home, he would see the love and the respect we have for one another. It means that we would love our children as they are a blessing from the Lord. And it means as a child that we would honor our parents and obey them. The truth is, Jesus is the unseen guest in our home at all times. Do we need to do anything in our homes? Does anything need to change so he is honored there? It's a question I've been wrestling with. If we are going to honor Jesus in our home, we've got to honor him from our heart. We can't honor him in our home if we're not honoring him from our heart. Verses 2 and 3. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And though the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. In these verses, we see three different people. We see Martha, and then we see Lazarus, and then we see Mary. And they all honor Jesus, but they all honor him in a different way. They honor him from their heart, but in a different way. And I want us to look at that. First, we read of Martha and how she made Jesus a supper and served him. Now, we see in the New Testament the picture of Martha cooking and serving and giving the best of her heart to Jesus through the gift of hospitality. I mean, that's just something we see about Martha. Most of us know the account of Martha and Mary in Luke, and where Martha welcomes Jesus into their home, and Martha is busy preparing and getting everything done for the meal, and Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. In fact, Martha is labeled as the distracted housekeeper sort of thing, like she's too busy to pay any attention to Jesus. But I don't think that's the total truth. You see, in Martha's heart, Jesus was the guest of honor in her home. And she wanted everything to be just perfect. You see, Martha was honoring Jesus. It meant serving him, doing what she loved to do, doing that which she knew best, cooking and serving. That's what she loved to do, and she knew how to do it. She was filled with a gift of hospitality, and she honored Jesus from her heart with that. We are instructed in Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We are to honor Jesus with our talents, with our giftings. Whether it's sewing or cutting hair or fixing cars or hospitality or giving help or whatever it is, we do it from our heart to others, honoring Jesus. We do it for him. We are called to honor Jesus from our heart. Jesus said, as you have done it to one of the least of these, you have done it unto me. Whatever we do, even unto the least, no matter whether it's a street person or it's the Queen of England, it doesn't matter who we do it to or for. We do it for Jesus, that he might be honored, not that we might be honored. Martha honored Jesus from her heart by using her gifts to serve him. And next mentioned is Lazarus. And all we're told about Lazarus is that he's someone that's reclining at the table with Jesus. And actually, when you think about it, you think that maybe he just wants to lie down, eat good food, and sit around and be served. But I think there's more than that. I think Lazarus might want to just enjoy the presence of Jesus. Do you think that maybe Lazarus wanted to fellowship with Jesus, talk with him, ask him questions, and listen to him just speak, listen to his wisdom and all that he had? Lazarus probably wanted just to enjoy every minute he had with the one who had raised him from the dead. He just wanted to be right there. Well, do you know the truth is Jesus raised us all from the dead. And there's simply nothing wrong with just wanting to be there in the presence of Jesus. Whether that's out in the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of a field, or in our living room, or our bedroom, or in church. I mean, when we were doing communion, there were people that just got aside with Jesus. Just simply allowed Jesus to come in. There are times and places where we need to be still and know that he is God. There are times when we just need to sit and drink it all in, all that Jesus has for us. As it were, we just need to hang out with him. In the first half of James chapter 4, verse 8, it encourages us, come near to God and he will come near to you. We honor Jesus in our heart when we draw close to him, when we just want to sit at his feet and enjoy his presence. That's what Lazarus did. He honored Jesus from his heart by just giving him the quiet, quality, undivided time. He honored Jesus from his heart. And then in verse 3 we read, then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Mary's not reclining at the table. She's probably not in the kitchen with Martha. That's not her gifting. But she comes into the room and she takes this pint of pure nard, of expensive perfume. Now, all of a sudden, this morning as I was going over my message, I realized how much a pint of perfume would be. I mean, that's half a liter. Half a liter of perfume. And she pours it on Jesus' feet. And then she has hair like Shailene's, long. And she lets down her hair. And she wipes the feet of Jesus. Yet, without any hesitation, she does that. Probably uses the most valuable possession she has and pours it on the feet of Jesus. I mean, we could spend a long time talking about how Mary honors Jesus from her heart. But she gave her best to Jesus. She honored him from her heart by giving the best she has. She didn't have some cheap perfume. There was other perfumes out there in that day that were half the cost. She didn't do that. She didn't say, well, you know what? This is a pint of nard. Like a pint. So I could pour half of it off and pour water in it. Who would know? It's still going to smell pretty good. She didn't do that. You see, the pint of nard, the nard was a perfume that was made from the plant that was grown in India. And a pint would probably cost about as much as an average laborer back then would make in a whole year. Yeah, I'll just water it down. Maybe I'll only use an eighth of it and just water it down a little bit. It'll look like a lot. It'll smell good. But that's not what she did. She gave her best. Do we honor Jesus from our heart by giving our best to Him? Or do we give Him the leftovers of our leisure time, of our work time, of any time? Do we just give Him what's left over? We get to the end of the day and we go, oh, I haven't prayed yet. So we pray then? Or we just quickly grab the Bible and read a couple of scriptures? Or do we give Jesus the best time when we're most alert and most fresh? And we can communicate with Him and hear from Him. Mary honored Jesus from her heart by humbling herself. She wiped her Lord's feet with her hair. First of all, she wasn't even to put down her hair in public. A woman did not take her hair out in public, only in her home and only with her husband when she let down her hair. So that's pretty humbling in itself. She stepped out of her comfort zone, put down her hair. She comes. We talk about washing people's feet because at the Last Supper, the Passover that Jesus was going to, in a few days, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and we talk about washing one another's feet and how humbling that is. Well, Mary poured perfume on His feet and then wiped it, His feet, with her hair. I can only imagine what that would be like. That was a joke because my hair is real short. Sorry. In John chapter 3, verse 30, we read John saying, He must become greater and I must become less. That was exactly what Mary was doing. Her Lord was everything. One commentator stated, since the woman's hair is her glory, she was laying her glory at His feet. I thought, that's amazing. That is great insight. She was laying the glory, her glory at His feet. She was humbling herself. She never thought about herself. Mary was giving up her pride. She was giving up everything and thinking how she could honor Jesus in humility. We too must put Jesus first in our hearts. And then if we read in verse 4, and I don't have this up on the screen, but in verse 4 is where Judas comes and he complains. Judas Iscariot complains that Mary has used this expensive perfume of a whole year's wages poured out on the feet of Jesus. It could have been used to help the poor. He's got a fair statement, maybe. But Mary comes, and the fear of man, the fear of criticism, is not a snare to her. It's not a snare to her. She doesn't care what Judas says. She cares what her Lord says and what she's doing. She's honoring her Lord from her heart. And you know, she honors her Lord and everyone. Everyone in the whole house knows she's honoring the Lord because it says the fragrance filled the whole house. When we honor our Lord from our heart, we can't be fearful of man and what man will say. That guy's crazy. He lifted his hands. That guy's crazy. He said, praise the Lord. We can't be fearful of that. In fact, when we honor our Lord, it should fill where we are. Those around us should know we're honoring our Lord. Whether it's at school, or whether it's at work, or whether it's at the grocery store, or the gas station, or in a gathering somewhere, people should know that person, they're honoring the Lord. We must honor Jesus in our homes. We must honor Him from our hearts. But we must also honor Him whenever there is opportunity. See, Judas raised this huge stink about the perfume, and it wasn't because he really cared about the poor. It's because he took care of the money, and he liked to dip his hands in the money. But listen to what Jesus replied to him in verses 7 to 8. Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. In other words, you need to honor me. You don't need to plan the times to honor Jesus. We don't need to go, okay, I'm going to schedule in at 10 o'clock Monday mornings for 1 hour to honor Jesus. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, honor me spontaneously. Just like when it happens, just do it. Honor me. He's there all the time with us. We don't want to schedule our honor. It's not scheduled for Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings at Bible study. Our honor for Jesus is scheduled 24/7, spontaneous. Our honor can be shown and should be shown as Martha's was, where we use those God-given gifts and talents to honor Jesus. Our honor can and should be shown as Lazarus did, where we take time just to be in His presence, just to spend some special time with Jesus in a special way. Our honor can be and should be shown as Mary, where we humble ourselves and give our best without worrying about what others have to say. What is important is that we honor Jesus in our homes, in our hearts, with our hearts, all the time, spontaneously. Jesus is first place. He died on the cross for us. We just need to honor Him. Give Him our lives. Let's pray. Father, we honor You. We honored You by taking communion this morning. We honored You by coming here this morning, by worshiping, praising You, exalting You, listening to what Your Spirit has to say to us. But Lord, we don't want to just honor You here and now. We want Your honor to fill our hearts, that it might overflow day and night, 24/7, wherever we are. May You be honored. May You be honored in our homes. May You be honored in our communities. May You be honored wherever we are. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, folks. Thanks for coming. I know there's some goodies over there. Please stay and have a time of fellowship. Bless each one of you. God bless.